I got kicked in the junk.
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 This episode is dedicated to Lauren Mack, Janusz Strzelecki, Anna Silva, Keith Teklitz, Scott Covert, Tamara Selleck, and all of our sponsors over at Patreon.com. This show's for you guys.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, guys and girls, this is Nobody's Listening, where everybody's got a funny story. This is episode 207, brought to you the week of March 25th, 2014. I am your host, James Kennison, and with me, as always, is my co-host and friend, John Steinklauber. How you doing, John?
Hey, man, I'm doing good.
Yay.
Friend.
Well, I had to add that because it has been a long time. No, it hasn't. It's been a long time since we've recorded. It's been a little while.
What?
But I'm glad you're back, man. I'm glad I'm back.
I'm glad you're back and front.
If you don't know what we're talking about, if this is years in the future, if it's a Mayan, you know, ruins, and you're digging through my room and you find a recording on an old handheld recorder, this is what you'll need to know. It has been 515 days since our last podcast.
What?
1 year, 4 months, 27 days since the last show, and doggone it, I'm glad we're back. So,
me too.
Welcome back to you, John. Welcome back to me, James. And welcome back to the community.
Welcome back to sitting on top of the exercise ball.
Oh, you're still?
Well, you know, it was sitting in the corner and I thought, hey, I For need to sit on something.
It's not deflated or anything, eh? It's just like,
I am sitting a little lower to the ground now that you say.
Is it the ball or is it turning 40?
I can't say. something turned almost 40.
Speaking of which, here's some things that have happened in 515 days. I broke my first bone. I broke my toe. My pinky toe on my right foot.
Oh,
and I never knew the purpose of that toe until it got broke.
What's the purpose of that toe?
To get broke.
It's to find corners in the dark.
Well, my pinky toe always like hid underneath my ring finger toe, I guess.
Well, now you know why.
And it just kind of tucked under there. But when it got broke, it pointed the other way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it decided it was like the rebellious toe. It was the black toe of the family. And so I go to get it fixed up. And I'll spare you all the gory details. No, I won't. I'll just share the most gory. Okay. This guy, this doctor, this young punk, he said, you know what? We can do all this. We can take this and all this. He said, but I got a trick. And I said, do the trick. He says, it's going to hurt. I said, okay. So he stuck a pin. He stuck a pin between my ring finger toe and my pinky toe. And he took my little toe and he bent it over. And forced it over that pin and into my ring finger toe. And I screamed like I was having a baby.
He like a writing utensil pen?
Yes. Yeah, not a stick pen.
And he just, why would he do that?
It was old school medicine, I suppose. Maybe he learned it from his great-great-grand doctor.
It's like horse farm kind of stuff.
And the pain lasted, and then it went away, and my toe now tucks back up underneath. So I would have sued him. I really would have been mad, except, like I said later, I was so thrilled that when I put on my shoe, I didn't feel my toe trying to get out of there. So
that's so gross. It was, like, literally broken?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, like, have to get a little toe cast or something?
No, no. Then what they do is they just tape it to the ring finger toe.
Ring finger toe.
Yeah. I don't know what else to call that.
That's perfect description because I know exactly, except I keep picturing it as your left.
Well, and now I'm wondering if I could flip people off with my feet because the next one over is the bird toe.
So, yeah.
At the beach, maybe I can get those Speedo guys.
Look at my foot.
Double deuce.
I've got four birds for you.
And they just point and laugh at my weird looking toe.
Hey, that man has no pinky toe.
Oh, goodness. So I got a nephew. His name is Asher, and which is a pretty cool name of all the preppy white people names you could do. You know, it's better than Beckett, you know.
Or Tyler.
As I quickly review your children's names in my head before.
Or John.
Jenna turned 9. My podcast kid is only one head shorter than my wife now.
Good night.
She's in 3rd grade. Jay turned 6, and he's in kindergarten, and he can read.
Oh, man.
And he can wipe his own butt. I don't know if that was the case a year and a half ago, but it is amazing.
I can wipe my own butt.
Yeah. I wrote a book kind of recently.
Yeah.
It's called Bad Hero, and you can look it up on Facebook. Bad Hero Book is the thing.
Soon on Amazon.
Hopefully. It's a middle reader book, so it's like for ages 8 to 12. And so like 3rd grade to 7th grade, somewhere in there. But it's a first try, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But you could stay tuned, you know, on Facebook for more about that. I did some podcasting over at mmdcast.com. It was kind of my recovery deal. We'll be talking more about what I was recovering from in a minute for those that don't know. But if you want to see what I was doing for the last few months, working my way back up into doing this show, yeah. It's over at mmdcast.com. It's called May My Day. And then lastly, as I referenced right there at the beginning, I turned 40 in August.
Mm.
I got some.
How does that feel?
It is. I know I've got it on record in past podcasts that I said I was looking forward to getting old. Well, I always said that assuming that there wouldn't be a major setback in my life. So, turning 40 and being without a job and being in the situation I was in at the time was not that great, but I got some awesome stuff. I got tons of Legos. I got that giant X-Wing fighter. I got the Jabba the Hutt, you know, palace and the little under thing with the big thing. And
The Sarlacc pit. Yeah.
And you know how much I've put together?
None, how much?
None of it.
Seriously? Come on.
By the time I get around to doing it, I will look it up on eBay and I will probably end up selling it as a profit. So
yeah.
No, for a profit. I won't be selling it like as a profit. Profit, so James.
I'll sell these Legos for the prophet Elijah.
I'm selling these because I know in the future they will be worth nothing. So I'm the prophet. So that's about what all I've done. You know, there's obviously this untold story, but no, that's about it for me. What have you been doing the last 515 days?
Well, 515 days. Well, I believe that 520 days ago, mm-hmm. I started a new job.
So you're not working with the Indian dudes anymore.
I'm not working with the Indian dudes that like to put candy. Prophylactics.
It's not candy.
It's not candy. It's not even. You can't chew on that. I'm sorry if I.
You can blow bubbles, but you cannot chew.
It's more like a balloon. Don't do anything funny. No, I don't. I miss those guys, though. But I moved into. I actually work in the church again now.
Yay!
So. Yeah, and
John took my old job. No, he didn't.
I did. It's only 400 miles away.
John stepped into children's ministry as I was stepping out. So.
Yeah, James was like, yeah, you probably don't know what you're getting into, sucker. So
forward all my emails to John.
Yeah, it's getting weird emails, and I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this stuff. But no, it's been quite an adventure. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still there, so I'm guessing that's okay.
Yeah.
Nobody from the church found our old shows, so I guess, you know, we don't have any.
You get to keep your job.
Keep my job.
You guys, if you hear John, if he's the one pulling it in, these days, you'll know why. It used to be me. I'd keep Trevor and David, you know, and John there pulled in pretty tight, but now I got nothing to lose.
Oh, man.
John's the one.
It's very true.
Church people.
I live in a fishbowl now, and people are watching.
That's right.
Well, because of that new job, this is pretty cool. I was asked over the summer, last summer, to come speak at a kids' camp in Emonic, Alaska.
In what, Alaska?
Emonic.
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 Sounds like demonic.
M-O-N-A-K. Yeah, it's, I tell you what, I'm
the pictures
concerned.
Were gorgeous. And you got did to you? Sleep in a tent.
Yeah.
I was following you.
Awesome. I forget how much of online life I have, but man, it is really neat out there. And I got to speak to some Native Alaskan kids and
that's cool.
Work with a missionary out there. It was really cool. And that was a big deal.
Did you stack up any rocks in the shape of a person?
No.
That must be a Native thing up there. Okay.
I don't even remember seeing any rocks where I was.
I'm sure it's different in a different place. Maybe it's in Upper Canada, but I did a logo for a children's ministry up there, and they wanted me to model it after. I can't remember what it's called now, but they stacked these rocks, and they look like people. It's really cool, but anyway.
I love the way the people up there talk. They're like the Native kids. They're like, hey, Mr. John, how are you today? Hey, are you going to talk to us?
It's like they're half bear.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
Because that's the way bears would talk.
Poop and stuff. You stepped in buffalo, or moose poop. Moose poop, manuk. So it is awesome. Those kids were awesome. But
that's cool. That was cool.
And since, you know, we had so much time off in that 515 days.
Yeah.
I watched through all the seasons of Doctor Who.
Yay!
That you can possibly watch on.
Are you a Whovian? Are you a fan? I mean,
yes.
Okay, good. Because you watched them all, but that didn't mean, I mean, I guess it does mean that you liked it. So.
Well, here's the best thing. Because of your influence, you know, I've always thought Doctor Who was cool. I mean, ever since the 80s, I didn't really watch it that much,
no.
But I had a friend that was into it, and he'd tell me about it. I thought, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool, but never watched the old stuff. But I got into this stuff, and I was watching the, you know, Chris Eccleston series, and I was like, yeah, this guy's okay. But then when David Tennant came on, oh, this guy's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew exactly what you meant when that Irish lady said, oh, said that Matt Smith is rubbish.
Yeah, at first Matt Smith was rubbish, but then, hit the connection between him and Rory and Amy and that whole thing, it
really cool.
It was good. He took it to the next level, I'll say that.
He did, and they just keep building. I'm looking forward to seeing this new guy.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the last season. I've only seen what's on Netflix.
So,
I did not get to go and see what you got to see.
Yeah,
in the movie.
I got to see the 50th anniversary special, which was honestly better than the season finale. I'm sorry. The Christmas special. Came out this year.
Which one I saw of that. But speaking of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I got my own sonic screwdriver.
Yay!
It will actually turn my TV on and off and stuff.
You got the cool one. Mine's just plastic and it makes noise and opens up. But
is it the 10th Doctor's?
I've got 10 and 11.
Awesome. I like the 10th. That's what mine is, the 10th Doctor one. So it's the blue on the top. It's cool. I like it. And I started work on my man room, so I've got a place for it to be in there.
Awesome. Are you still in the same house?
Yes, still in the same house. My James turned 4. And so he's 4 now, but he got a little older, not sleeping in a crib anymore, so we moved him in with his big brother, and then we have this room open up, and I'm like, maybe I can do something with that. So my wife agreed that it would be a good idea if I turned it into a man room or man cave.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I look forward to posting pictures when I finish it.
And now, will your goal be to record or up there, or does your room back up to kid rooms and stuff like that and can't be?
No, it is next to the kids' rooms, but it's quiet enough in there where I can probably record in there. I'm going to have a...
You'll start hearing him, hey guys, I'm going to read a story right now. I'm in my new man cave. Can't talk too much. But
okay. You kids keep it down in there. I'm trying to do a podcast.
Dad, that's not funny stuff.
Yeah, so shut up.
He's commenting.
Yeah, well, and the man room is cool. I'm definitely putting some Who stuff in there. And,
awesome.
Let's see. I do have a couple other things that happened in the last 515 days. I turned 39 last week.
Oh, wow. So you're a year behind me. Why did I think you were right there with me?
Because you have to advance into the coolness before I do.
It's not that cool.
Yeah, I know. I got these weird cricks in my back and stuff, and it like happened the day before I turned 39. I'm like, what's going on?
I had the same thing at 40. I think it's mental. But I will say this, all the dissing I was doing on the 40 thing, I will say that I finally no longer feel like a kid.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you're always kind of waiting when are you going to feel grown up or whatever. And I can say honestly that I'm finally there.
That's the magic number then?
I know I am no longer young.
I'm no longer a child.
Because, you know, when you turn 20, you think, now I'm grown. And then people are like, you're just a baby. You don't even know what you're doing till 25. And then you turn that, and they're still all like, you don't even have kids yet. You don't know nothing. And then you get kids, and they're like, you don't have teenagers. You don't know nothing. And then now I'm 40. I'm just like, screw all y'all. I'm 40.
Yeah.
I know it all. Actually, I don't know anything, and I'm talking like that to the younger people now. Just continuing it, you know, keeping it going.
That's funny.
Speaking of which, if there's anyone here listening to the podcast and you are 25 or younger, you are an idiot. So just letting you know.
Now, let's not call them idiots. It's not a nice word.
Sorry, church people.
Just kidding. I just said that for your sake. Yeah. I'd call them a butthole. No. Sorry, that's PG-13. Oh, jeez.
So what is this next one here? I'm a little confused. I'm reading it off the screen.
Okay. So farts aren't funny anymore.
No. The ones before that. They will get to that. You skipped one.
Did I?
Right after man room. You got what?
I got Balder.
Oh, Balder. I thought you were going to, like, it was a video game reference. I got Baldur's Gate, you know, or...
Yes, it is. That's what it is, Baldur's Gate. It's an awesome, dark video game.
Last time I saw you, you didn't have any hair. So how did you get even less?
I didn't know that I could actually get Balder, but now it's to the point where I've decided that I have to go... you know, Bruce Willis on my head and just like completely shave.
That's good that you commit to that. Because that's acceptable. You know?
Yeah. It's funny though, because when I shave it, people say, did you get a haircut? I'm like, I'm bald. How do you get a haircut? I mean, there's no other hairstyle that you can have except for nothing.
I might have got a cut on my scalp somewhere, but
yeah,
it's not the same thing. I'm not paying anybody to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I have not had any significant hair loss in 10 years.
Man.
I'm getting kind of salt and peppery, though.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
But yes.
That's just a sign of wisdom.
My freaking nose hairs love it. They love growing.
Yeah. And the hair on your ears, on like the edges of your ears?
Yes. Where
did that come from?
I see it in the mirror just sticking out all weird. Dadgum, I don't want to be that guy. I didn't even know that was there. How long has it been there? It's 5 inches long.
Yeah, and like nobody tells you.
Did it grow out overnight? Yeah. And then you got to go back and rethink all your conversations. Yeah. People that were pulling on their ears, you know, trying to tell you. And
maybe this can be a word of warning to the younger listeners.
Yeah, if you're out there and you're under 25 and you don't tell us about our ear hair, you're an idiot.
And I agree.
So tell me about this farts thing. Farts are no longer funny. I don't believe this. I don't at all.
Well, it may be just a phase, but you know, now that I'm working with actual children, because that's my job, I, you know, work with kids, and you know, it used to be somebody would say the word fart and I'd think, that's hilarious, man. What are you going to say next? Because farts are hilarious. Now I don't even crack a smile. The sound does get to me because I was working like in Royal Rangers and it's all boys in there. And one will just lift himself off the chair a little bit and let one. I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to tell you how to die or not.
Sounds like a shofar. Yeah, so farts aren't funny. Okay, sure.
They are a little bit.
Whatever. I was reading something Louis C.K. said, and I can't quote him, but he's like, farts are like the perfect humor. He's like, it's something that stinks, and it's something in your body that says, I want to come out and make the sound of a trumpet, you know? He's like, what's not funny about that?
Yeah, you got me on that one. They let you know they're there.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And that's the last 515 days.
Awesome.
In a nutshell, sort of. I mean, there's lots of other stuff, but you know what? We got plenty more shows ahead. We can talk about them later.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we'll do some weekly updates since we've done a year and a half update. I want to explain real quick why I was gone. I don't want to get down the dirty details because you can read more about it if you go over to jameskennison.com and just kind of pour through my past few blog posts or what have you. But for the last few months, and I'm talking about prior to October 2012, I was progressively more and more. It actually started in Kansas City all the way through to my move into Florida and beyond. But I was dealing with depression, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And I had gone to a doctor. I had gotten some medicine. Things were going really great. And then the medicine would go stupid, and I would be allergic to it. And then I'd go down to nothing and really bad out and terrible. And so that's why the podcasts were up for a while and then down for a while and up for a while. And meanwhile, I was just really ashamed of this whole thing. I didn't want anybody to know. I was trying to keep my job together. I was even trying to hide it from my wife so she wouldn't worry about me. And finally in October, I was on some medication and I had to quit it. I was allergic to it, and the bottom just dropped out, and I couldn't get out of bed. I had pains in my chest, constant panic attacks, just stupid stuff. It was over nothing, you know, it's nothing. But it was the new worst time in my entire life. Prior to that, it was listening to you talk about the last 515 days, but I'm just kidding. So that's the reason why we're gone. And I've been wanting to try to do the show for months and months. Been talking with John, you know, would you be interested? Here's this and that and the other. And finally, here we are on January, February, March 25th, doing
March 25th,
episode 207. So hoping to, you know, reconnect with our amazing community, because that's the part I've missed the most. Not that all of them have left. There have been many that have stayed connected and even continued supporting the show to the point that we were able to keep all the archives up and things rolling in the background, even when I couldn't do anything. So we're glad to be back. Yeah. And I feel like I'm finally in a place. I waited a few months to make sure I was level because I didn't want to start and then fade off again and the whole deal. But it's good. I'm glad. So if you want to hear more about that, just go, like I said, go to jameskennison.com or go to Made My Day, mmdcast.com. Listen to those shows and you'll hear all about it. Now my funny weekly update.
Funny
was from a couple weeks ago. Actually, I wrote it down in my notebook. I went in there, and I went in the bathroom, and there were two guys on either side. There were three urinals, two guys, you know, and the one in the middle. You hate that, right?
Yeah, when you just go on the floor.
But I had to go really bad, so I stepped up there, and I start, releasing the beast.
Oh.
Well, no, I start to go, you know, pull my belt off, and I notice that this thing's got pee in it, and I hate that. I hate that so much. And I try to flush it, and then I find out that's why, because it doesn't work, you know. But the guy next to me, finally, I mean, he's suddenly done. He zips up. He goes to wash his hands. I'm like, that's awesome. And I switch over.
No way.
Yeah, I did. I went in. I was like, I'm going to get fresh water. I want to pee clean water. That's how first world I am. My pee must go into clean, clear water. So yes. I switched over, but homeboy hadn't flushed, and his pee was hot, and its smell was rising from the bowl, and I felt it waft over my nose. It was the most hideous thing I have ever experienced in my life, other than that toe pen thing, and depression, and, you know, my father dying. But it was pretty close. And so I flush it real quick. And so I'm going to the bathroom finally in my clean water. And I don't have to go that. I had to go that much, but it was just kind of, it wasn't coming out as fast as I wanted it to. I'll just say it that way. I'm 40. And then all of a sudden I hear it, and you know, it's going like somebody's pouring a 2-liter in the tub. And I'm so proud of myself. I'm like, okay. Then I realize it's the guy in the stall next to me peeing in the toilet. I can't even hear anymore.
Go in the middle stall. You didn't
exactly. And I thought it was me. And so I had chalked up his pee sound to my pee sound. So switching, and it was no good. I should have peed in the pee potty. I should have done it right there. But that's just gross for some reason. You know, making bubbles with somebody else's pee is just gross.
Things only guys know.
I didn't even know this until I was faced with it, you know?
So. Oh, jeez. Don't like to mix urine with other people's urine.
I'm going to share this one, even though I did it on one of my other shows. Nobody listens to that anyway. But I had a friend on Facebook who was recently, he recently got divorced. And he was out there on the market again. And I guess, well, I'll just say it this way. I had on Facebook, you know how on the side it says, here's some friends you might know. Here's some people you might know. Some suggested friends, I guess they call it. Well, all of a sudden it was being populated with all these hot and spicy African-American women and other, you know, persuasions or whatever. I don't even know what the word is. But, you know, all very beautiful and very made up and all this kind of stuff. And but scantily clad, and I realized I looked down and I'm mousing over. I'm like, who's my friend? You have one friend in common with this person. I'm like, who is this person? And it's this dude. It's this guy who got recently divorced. Now he's connecting with all these hot young women on the internet.
Right.
Well, as I'm scrolling down to see if I can't remove this, one of the pictures is a butt. Hey. It's wearing clothes. Barely
a clothed butt,
but it is it is a butt. It is a woman's butt. It is a butt selfie. I'm not even kidding. And
oh, you got to make up a word to go with that.
I don't know what to say.
Something's got to come about it.
If you can think of a way to coin the phrase butt selfie, please mail it to james@nlcast.com. We'll feature it on the next show. But a butt selfie. But I had one. It just tripped me out because I had one friend in common with this lady's butt. Not even her. Just her hindquarters. And I was like, I got to get rid of this. But then it really started bothering me because I'm like, doesn't this woman have parents, you know, and kids, you know, that she's connecting with? You know, doesn't she have a job? Like
grandma.
Yeah. Hey, grandma. And grandma likes it, you know. What's she supposed to do? You know, and I'm like, okay, what's her job? It's got to be she's a stripper or a barista. You know, there's no other options.
Barista?
Yeah, because you can be a barista. Person? Yeah. You know, have you seen those people lately? Behind that green apron, you know, they've got some, they got parts stretched out and pictures and everything. Yeah. Baristas are a seedy bunch.
Baristas?
If you are a barista, you're an idiot. Anyway, so this lady's butt. So then I start thinking on another level because I'm like, what? How? At what point in your life do you get where you look in the mirror and you have a decision? You're going to update your profile picture and you decide that your butt represents your entire existence on Facebook more than your face does. That's scary.
That is scary.
I couldn't do that. I can just say that right now. My face, as bad as it is, there's a lot less hair on my face. Just say it that way. I shave my face.
Oh, mercy.
And then the angle. I found myself staring at this thing. I'm like, I don't even think I could get the phone around there.
Come on.
From that, so, you know, surely she did it herself. I can't imagine her saying to her son, you know, come on up here and take this picture of mommy. So, yeah,
my butt.
I unfriended him, and I'm no longer, you know. I was 7 degrees away from Kevin Bacon and 1 degree away from this lady's butt.
1 degree.
Now it's back where it belongs, 7 degrees away. Maybe three or four, but. So, yeah, there you go. That was worth saving up.
That's better. I'm glad that you shared that because, like, I didn't know that you shared that on another show. And that's not anything against your show.
No, that's fine. That's why I shared it. So
6 degrees from a lady's butt. that's pretty good.
Okay. Well, you got
really good. Speaking of butts.
Oh!
And baristas.
Yeah, no.
Yes. They, now.
Oh, I'm going to pass out. Go.
Okay, okay. So this happened today, and this is how I know it must be God's plan that NLCast continues on, because this happened today, and it's fresh.
Yes, hallelujah.
I went to lunch with my buddy today, and on the way back after lunch, he said, hey, man, let me get you a coffee. So we went over to the Starbucks, and we're there, and I order something, and they're making it up, and it's like taking a while. And so we're just standing there talking, and then this lady, I don't know, she's probably 50 or 60, maybe. I don't know. She had like this frumpy hoodie on. And she actually had it kind of pulled up over her head, like she was like a hip teenager. And I'm like, that's interesting. Well, I looked down, and not that I, you know, wanted to, but I saw that this lady had on, I don't know if it was like she put on some tights that were like pantyhose or something, but they were very transparent. Fortunately, she was wearing underwear. Thank God. And but
were they appropriate for her 60-year-old age?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's not like it was a thong, but
yeah.
Thank God. But anyways, so I quickly avert my attention somewhere else, and so I'm not paying really attention. I just didn't want to see that again.
Yeah.
And so we're standing there, and she gets her coffee and she goes, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, I thought that lady was, you know, ordered after I did. And I'm standing there talking to my friend, and this lady walks up and she says, you must be John. And I'm like, yes, I am. And I thought, oh, this is probably one of the kids that I work with. It's probably one of their parents going to introduce himself and stuff. She says, that lady with no pants just left with your coffee. I'm like, what? It's like every time she was mentioned that lady, she said she probably was just really cold because she didn't have on any pants.
Oh, my gosh.
Coffee, and it had your name on it, but she had on no pants, and so she went and left in a hurry because she needed pants.
She left in a hurry because she realized she had no pants?
I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Bless her heart.
This complete stranger. I don't think that the lady that took my coffee that was wearing the transparent pant type material, whatever, it looked like she was working out or something. I don't know. I don't even want to venture to guess what she was doing in those translucent type black pants. But anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
Quite an interesting thing, the things you see in Peachtree City.
Well, I just hope by the time I'm 60, when I wake up in the morning and I don't want coffee that badly, that I forget. I get my hoodie on, I get my shirt on, I get my shoes on, get my car keys. What am I missing? I think I would notice because I have a wallet, you know, but she had the disadvantage of a purse in that context. And
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing.
I thought it was crazy that women forget to put the seat down sometimes, but this is a whole new level. So, ladies, if you are 60 years old and you don't wear pants, you're an idiot.
And don't take my coffee again.
Yeah, don't take John's coffee, pantsless wonder. Granny panties. It takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah, fortunately, she ordered the same thing I did. Mm-hmm. You know, the barista did not put on their lady without pants. So
you didn't have to wear, you didn't have to carry that cup around.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It's not, I'm not the lady without pants.
Excuse me, why aren't you wearing pants? Run. Speaking of pants, there's this new thing out there called, I think it's called Patreon. It's Patreon.com because that's the hip way to do it is you take the same word and you spell it wrong or add an I to the front or whatever. And it's a whole new exciting and fun way to help us pay the bills. It costs us about $600. Actually, it costs me $600 a year to put the show on. Anything above and beyond that comes out of John and I's pocket individually. If the headsets break, the headphones go wacky, you know, we just deal with it. But we are trying to see, you know, the shows are always going to be free, but we're giving you a chance to support us and to show us how much you appreciate what we're doing. If you go over to patreon.com/NLcast, we'll have a link in the show notes at podcast.nlcast.com. But you can decide to give a certain amount per episode. And that does two things. That helps us pay the bills, and it also motivates us to put out shows. We'll be putting out at least three a month with a sub-goal of doing four. But, folks, we've already got nine patrons that are helping us out. There's different levels. Like if we make it to $30 per episode, we're going to do live streaming again because I don't want to do live streaming. It's annoying. I mean, it's fun having you guys on there. It's just a lot of work up front and a lot of stress. And I was just thinking I could put that off. We're at this point, 27, 28, 29, 30, $3 per episode off from hitting that goal. So by next week, we may be doing live shows. I don't know. But we've got nine folks and they're giving us, you know, helping us out just $1, 50 cents, $2. But I'm telling you, not only are there these goals, but there's also rewards. And this is something we've never been able to offer before because this service didn't exist 6 years ago. But if you, for instance, if you pledge $1 or more per episode, you'll be listed on a special page on our website, and once a month I'm gonna do a drawing and send that person, you know, somebody in this group, some stickers. We've got some brand new NLcast stickers, and I'll, you know me, I'll throw in some extra stuff. If you do two or more, you will guarantee that you will get one logo sticker or more mailed to you, and it just goes on and on. If you want to do five, somebody did five. John Janusz actually did five per episode, and he will be listed as a he will be thanked on every single episode right at the front of the show like we did. So thank you so much.
Mercilessly.
And we've got a $10 level that are, we've already got one person. Her name is Lauren Mack, and she is going to get it. One of the rewards, there's only four left, but you will get to guest host, guaranteed guest host slot on Nobody's Listening sometime this year.
Cool.
So, and even at $7, you'll be entered into a drawing that we'll do, and we'll pick three people from that group to come and guest host. So anyway, it's really fun. There's a lot of stuff you can do. There's even one crazy one. If you're ultra rich and you pledge $20 per episode, which would be crazy. You get all the stuff I mentioned, all this extra stuff. And on top of that, I will mail you something geeky and cool once a month.
Whoa.
And there's only three of those. So if you just got money coming at your butt or your granny's butt, you know, head over there. Again, it's P-A-T.
Wearing pants.
Yeah, please. Pants are optional on the internet, actually. Patreon, patreon.com/NLcast, and see if there's anything you can do. You could do 50 cents, you know, and there's still some benefits and stuff going on. But anything is appreciated. And if you can't do anything, just send in your funny life stories and we'll keep doing what we always do. All right. So there you go. That's our little plug. Let's jump into what we do best, and that is our listeners' stories. By the way, you could send your stories because we need some new ones. I pulled all the ones that had come in since the Great Divide of 2012, and I had to dig deep into the archives to get a few more. But you can send stories and try to keep them to around 400 words or less. You can send those to james@nlcast.com. Now, 400 words is a good three paragraphs, so it's not like it's a big thing. And I'm not going to poop my pants if it's 425 or if it's 350. Oh. I'm just saying I don't want these page long. I don't want you to waste your time writing three pages of story that I will never read because of time. So it's really a kindness, really. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Hi, James and John. I'm Katie. I'm a longtime listener, but a first-time writer. I'm so glad that you are starting Nobody's Listening back up. She was the first one that responded with a story, and so that's why she's getting read. I thought it was as good a time as any to send in a story, so without any further ado, here it is. Last year, I was wrapping Christmas presents, and I got to a giant body pillow for my cousin. I don't buy anything for my cousins.
I don't either. They don't buy me anything. Why should I buy them anything?
Well, my mom's an only child, and so there's no cousins to be had. But anyway, there's a story about that. I had a lady. It's funny. I had a lady email. She did. She got online, and she was like, hey, you know I'm your cousin. I'm like, I ain't got no cousins. She goes, I said, my mom was an only child. She says, but your dad. Your dad had brothers and sisters, and they had kids. And I'm like, I never knew my dad. She goes, well, ta-da, I'm your cousin.
Oh,
I got like four cousins now.
Oh.
They live in Chiefland or whatever. I
should buy them Christmas presents.
Yeah, I'm going to buy them this. Buy them this story. Anyway.
Body pillow.
Here we go. It says, I had just under the amount of wrapping paper that I needed. So I was trying to squish the pillow down so it could properly wrap it. This sounds
that's smart.
It sounds like me trying to put on pants.
Squish the pillow down. That lady this morning that forgot her pants.
Yeah, she just didn't deal with that. She's like, you know what? I need my chocomacalada or whatever it is.
Grande.
Grande. I finally got it to overlap and quickly taped it. So now I had to do the corners, and as I folded them up, I realized that the tape was not going to hold it tight enough, so I asked my mom, who was sitting at the desk 5 feet away from me, for the stapler. That sounds bad. How are you going to staple a present shut? She promptly hands it to me, and I get to work. I open the stapler up so that it will act like a staple gun. What are you going to do, pierce through the paper into the pillow?
That's weird.
That's not even going to hold. Anyway, I placed my pointer finger and thumb on the wrapping 2 inches apart. I put the stapler between them. Right as I'm about to staple, my mom asked me a question. I look up. I started to answer a question. Glancing down, I squeezed the stapler trigger, and immediately I felt a sharp pang in my thumb. My thumb.
A pang.
A little pang.
My thumb is panging.
It's a pang. What's wrong? What seems to be the problem, dear? Well, doctor, I have a pang. Anyway, I'm sure it's a word. Sure. I've used it before. Without realizing I had shifted my hand a little to the right, and I had stapled right through my thumbnail and the top part of my thumb. So I look down, and my face goes white, and I say in incremental tones, ah, holy crap, a thing I just stapled to my thumb. I think, she said. Oh, holy crap, I think I just stapled to my thumb. I'm doing her incremental tones. My mom jumped out of her chair and over to me. She looks at it, runs downstairs to get my dad. My dad comes up. He looks at it, and to my horror, he says, okay, better get the pliers. the pliers. Just pull them out. What if the freak? It's a tiny little stapler. I hope she wasn't using like roofing staples, you know, or whatever that she mentioned a trigger.
Stapler.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. Why would you use that on a pillow?
I don't know. It would definitely explain the pang. I don't know.
The sharp pang in my thumb.
So he runs downstairs to get the pliers. He's coming back upstairs, 30 seconds flat. He proceeds to take them and hook them into the top of the staple and yank it out of my finger. Let's just say there was a lot of blood and it hurt a really lot, Katie. So, Katie, I don't believe you, but that's a good story. Thank you. I don't think you need pliers to pull out a staple. It's a little tiny, tiny staple.
Well, if it went in her thumbnail.
Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Went through the nail. She got a nail in her nail.
You know, when I was in Boy Scouts, they told me in Boy Scouts that if you got shot with an arrow back in the day, that they couldn't pull it out. They had to push it the rest of the way through.
Push it through. Like Rambo did in First Blood. Oh,
gosh. I can imagine. That's always got me. I mean, when I was 8 years old, that freaked me out. It still freaks me out now. And she should probably have gone through and pushed it the rest of the way through.
There's a bone in the way.
Not the tip.
Sorry, I mean,
the tip of your thumb there. Thanks, Kate.
I like that.
When I was a junior in high school, I was in a play. This is from Bree. It was a big deal for a shy and easily embarrassed person like myself. Aww. My mother and younger sister came to support me. In my scene, another actor was supposed to grab me by my arm and swing me onto the stage. Everything was going perfectly until I heard a familiar little voice yell out in the audience, "Get your hands off my sister!"
That's awesome.
My eyes bug out of my head. But I told myself there was a fight breaking out in the hall or something, surely. Then I heard it again. Yay, Bree! me and the other actor just stared, willing the other not to laugh. When we finally regained our composure, we continued. Later in the play, I hear the same voice, which is how I knew it was my sister, say, "Get your hands off me!" But by then I'd found my rhythm and I could ignore her. I found out later that it was her, and she had said that because the director had located her and put his hands on her arm and told her that if she didn't quiet down, he would have her escorted out.
Oh, the director.
The director. I'm going to get that girl.
This must have not have been a high school play. This was
middle school play. So this is an elementary school kid. Had to have been. So thanks for the chance to share one of my more embarrassing moments. Love all that you do, Bree.
Get your hands off my sister.
It's a classic.
That is awesome.
I'm sure I've shared this, but when I was in the Monkey's Paw in high school, I was in a theater thing in high school, and it was called the Monkey's Paw. And it's a great story about this monkey's paw that you have, and you can make wishes on it, but the wishes always turn sour. And I'm supposed to, at this one point, somebody's telling me that we need to get rid of it because my other wishes weren't going great. And so I take it and I say some kind of line and I throw it down in disgust. And to my horror, and I watch that thing slide across that nice glossy stage and plop right over the edge of the stage. And everybody in the whole place paused and watched it go because I had to go and get it. I had to go back and pick it up in a moment. And but then we looked at each other and we continued, and somebody from the darkness of the front row, I just saw this little hand put the monkey's paw back on the top. So I was very happy about that.
I grabbed the monkey's paw.
Keith says, as kids, we rode bikes, but we also had to do our own maintenance and repairs. Dude, I was doing maintenance and repairs even when there didn't need to be maintenance and repairs. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Upgrade.
Flip that thing upside down. Just take the wheels off for no reason and put somebody else's wheels on.
Cool. Yeah, add another wheel. That was fun.
I'd put little wheels on it. You know, just take the chain and spray it with WD-40. Yeah, just all kinds of stuff. But anyway, he says, during the usual practice of keeping the chain and other moving parts oiled, we would adjust the brakes, the seat, or the handlebars to suit our fancy. On this particular day, The work had been done, or rather mostly done. There was just one little job left to finish off, but the bike was done enough to jump on and go for a drive. So, hey, where are you going? My brother called after me as I took off down the driveway. You can't ride your bike like that. I sure can. I called back. Watch me. I'm doing it now. This won't even take long. I'm just going around the block. So there I was, riding around the block, standing on the pedals as I rode my bike through the neighborhood. I must have thought it was funny to ride my bike like that. Kids saw me and thought it was funny looking. I cleared the corner. And with only a straightaway and one more corner, I'd be back home to do whatever I planned to do. I was so cool. Things were going just fine. And then I got tired of standing. And I sat down. Oh, didn't I mention, he says, the thing that wasn't done yet was the bike seat wasn't back on.
Oh, man.
Why did I have it off? I honestly don't remember. But it must have made perfect sense to my fifth grade mind. So that's how I had the bike wreck that made the scars on my left knee.
Oh.
Scars that I still have today.
Nice.
In case you're wondering about any injuries from the act of sitting on a seatless bike, let's just say I wasn't sitting for very long. Probably that jumped off that seat, jumped off that bike. She left the whole
thing. Hey, what's going on back there?
I believe I can fly.
My hiney feels like it's been open wide.
John, we shouldn't be talking like that, John.
Sorry.
One time when I was at summer camp, speaking of all things rear-ended, this is from Janusz. Janusz spells his name J-A-N-U-S-Z. Okay, Janusz. He said, I grabbed my water bottle and I noticed that some immature camper had written anus on it.
Oh, man.
I was about to tell a camp counselor to see if they could locate the water bottle anus vandal. When I noticed something, there was a faded J before anus and a faded Z after it. It was my flipping name. First and last letters had rubbed out from me running around camp. And he says, I'm glad I didn't report the incident right away. Otherwise, it would have been super embarrassing when we all found that the water bottle anus vandal was me.
Man.
Janusz, sorry about making you say the word anus so much. It's all right, man. In context, it's fine.
Anus. Anus. Anus, anus, anus.
Oh, man. That's anus. Good. Janusz has anus in the middle of his name.
Man, I just imagine that he's got to have some kind of strong, heavy accent.
Yeah.
My name is Janusz.
He's probably big.
Bunch you for calling me anus.
He's probably very big.
He's like an eternal sponsor too.
Yeah, he is. He's one of our $5 a show sponsors actually now.
What?
He stepped it up, dude. He stepped it up. I have a story for you guys. I was in fourth grade and I hated my babysitter.
Oh.
I hated my babysitter, so I decided to scare the living daylights out of her and damage her at the same time. When I heard that my babysitter sister was coming over, sitter. I think it's sister. Sitter. He meant to say sitter. When I heard my babysitter was coming, I went to my sister and devised a plan. When we were going to bed, my sister asked if my babysitter, see, he put sister too, would read her a story. It was during the summer when this all took place, so the window was open. Just a few days earlier, I was learning how to climb the roof.
That's never good. Fourth grade, climbing a roof.
When the sister sat down, the babysitter had her back to the window and her head to the wall. And my sister put her head on the wall and knocks it on the wall to tell me, I guess, to tell him and to warn him, to tell him it's all set up. I guess the sister's in on this. I worm out of my window and start walking across the roof. And when I get to my window, I loaded my needle blowgun that I had made out of a frayed shoelace, a needle, and a broken pen.
Boy, so this guy is dangerous.
Yeah, this boy's for you. He says, so I go to my sister's open window. I blow as hard as I can. It hits her in the back of the neck.
Oh!
that's cruel.
Oh, my goodness. That's really mean.
Dangerous. What, are you trying to kill her?
You could like sever her spine.
Yeah, with a pen and a shoelace. I duck down and I hear a squeal and I get to my room just in time that she comes in and she says, "What was that?" And I just snored all the way through Owen. I don't know if I believe it, Owen.
You know, he said he was a fourth grader.
Yeah.
That's middle school. It looked like it was middle school writing. School.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm elementary school drama.
I think that was a dream. I mean, not a sleeping dream. I think it's one of those things you wish you had the guts to do. But you know,
oh, and that was a naughty thing to do.
Because
I hope you didn't.
You said you slept through it. There's no way, because the alternative to that was that there is a native, a jungle native out there, hunting your family. You know,
going to kill her
and your baby. Sitter and baby sister at the same time.
That. Yeah.
So, I don't know. This is the last one. This is, I don't know how to pronounce the name. It's R-O-H-I-T, Rohit. I'll just say Rohit. 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 When I was 2 years old, I'm 12 right now, I used to love hanging out with my mom's brother. You know what that is? That's your uncle.
Uncle? Yeah. My mom's brother.
Your mom's brother is your uncle. Now, let's do a little pop quiz, Rohit. If it was your mom's sister, what would it be?
Uncle,
aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. They have words for this stuff. So next time, you know, just look it up. He was very strict and sometimes very funny. Every now and then he would invite me into his closet.
No, it
doesn't say it. But he was very strict. Anyway, at that time we were invited to go for my cousin's act. It was a skit. I forget the name. Well, darn it, that ruins the story. Anyway. Yeah,
Beauty and the Beast? Was it West Side Story?
Is it Monkey's Paw? You
know. Monkey's Paw.
I was
barista in the pants?
Here he goes. He's got it this time. I was sitting on my uncle's lap.
Mm.
And he used to play and mess around with me a lot. I was going to keep going.
I don't know if you should finish this story.
He wore glasses at the time, and he still does. So when he'd have his glasses on, I thought it was funny. Now, see, he was 2 years old. So, and when he'd take it off, I'd start to cry. And they'd put him back on, I'd stop crying. It's funny now when I think of it, and I hope you thought it was too, Rohit. Yeah, Rohit, we thought your story was awesome, just not for the reason that you thought we would. Yes.
Is that a story that you do? You still do the middle school voice?
I guess I could. When I was 2 years old, I'm 12 now. I'm 12. I used to love hanging out with my my dad's wife, my mom. It's her brother. So it's
whatever the relationship is.
It's one of those. And I was only two, so, you know.
I remember when you're two.
I'm 12 now. I'm 12 forever.
Right now.
Oh, gosh. It's funny. It's funny when I think of it. It's funny when I made it up and wrote it to your show.
It was on my uncle's lap. I don't know.
He was awfully strict. 2 years old. What are you strict about? Everybody's strict with you. You're two. Everything you do is stupid. Everything a child does at two. If you are a two-year-old, you're stupid. Just add that to the list.
Expressions made by the host are not necessarily those held by the co-host.
No, even the mothers of two-year-olds know. When's the last time you got to go out to eat without your two-year-old doing something stupid?
You know, I think you got a good point there.
The only spin I could ever put on that was when my daughter was two. We went out to a Bennigan. I don't know, it wasn't Bennigan's because Bennigan's went out of business, thank God. It was like O'Reilly's, which is like a place to get your tires changed. I don't know the name of the thing. But it was something, Charlie's. There we go.
Charlie's.
And the kids eat free, so it was awesome. And the guy comes over, and he's got these massive glasses of soda. And by God, if he doesn't just spill one, right? I mean, not just spill. He drops this big glass full of soda on my daughter's head, and ooh, then it spills and drenches her with ice cold sticky soda. Oh. And it was a double whammy. And that was the one time that the 2-year-old got, you know, I gave her the benefit of the doubt in that one. You know, that was his fault. You did something dumber than a 2-year-old.
That could be a TV show.
If you're no Charlie's waiter and you've ever dropped a cup on a child, you're an idiot.
On a 2-year-old. Mean vicious.
Any child. And you uncles, you need to go easy on these 2-year-olds, too. Don't be so strict while you're sitting in your lap. I can't remember the exact phraseology, but.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Something about glasses.
Leave your glasses on. She likes you with your glasses on. Guys, that's it. It's been fun. It's right at an hour. It's time to go, John. Can you believe it?
Can't. It's like 515 minutes long. It's got to be the
name. It should be. Hey, send in your stories if you haven't yet. Try to keep them around 400 words. Send them to james@nlcast.com. Visit our website, podcast.nlcast.com, where you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and see all of the archives. You can email your stories. I just said it to james@nlcast.com. You can leave an iTunes review if that's how you found us. We appreciate it. We need some new ones. And if you left one back in the day, why not go ahead and update that bad boy? Check out the archive of NLcast Network shows available for download at nlcast.com. It's all still there, thanks to some of our sponsors and people and listeners. Thanks to our patrons. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music, man. It never gets old thanking you. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record after 515 days. Thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, when you tell your story, tell it like nobody's listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace. And if you work with John or you go to his church, God bless. You're an idiot.
Stop.
Gotta get your job. You gotta be jobless.
Oh.
All right. We'll see you next time, John.
See you, buddy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.